Here we go. Lots to get to. You write to us at mynorthwest.com. You text us as well at 1-888-973-5.
Come on. You can do it. A little bit more.
7-6. I can't. Sherry, I can. Okay?
Okay. Deep breath. It's okay. We'll keep trying.
And Pat,
that's all you can do.
Where's my Arnold Palmer? Where's my Arnold Palmer? Got it in here. All right. Teeny Tiny's coming by in just a little bit. You get those letters. We'll find the letter of the day in just a bit. But I think that the Seahawks and the Seattle Times and Starbucks, you know, shutting down Smiley and saying, hey, you can't use our logo, you can't use this in your ads, that probably did more damage to Patty Murray in the sense that more people are talking about it. And you know it's a hot topic whenever the Seattle Times puts a place in there for you to comment, and then when it gets too nasty, they shut down all the comments. I don't know what they mean by too nasty. I guess people aren't respecting the rules, so they just stop it. Because it always says it takes about 7 comments till you get to Hitler. That's the old, all that public comments. So the time shuts it down, maybe because people are going, yeah, you jerks for doing something like this. But it just there's no such thing as bad publicity for Smiley. I don't know how far behind she is on Patty Murray, but I know they're shoveling more and more money into the state of Washington because they thought Murray was going to be a sure win for them. And now, after I said this the other day, Chuck Schumer took $500,000 out of his slush fund, his war chest, and sent it over to Patty so she could use that to buy ads. So I haven't seen the latest poll where Smiley is at this point, but the story goes that all three of those, the Seahawks, Seattle Times, and Starbucks, all sent letters to her campaign, cease and desist using our logos on your ads. So they are filing, saying, listen, you're not allowed to do this to us. It's not consistent. So they're going to battle it out in court. But hey, at least it keeps it in the news a little longer.
Right. She's filed something with the Federal Election Commission. And she's saying that, you can't have it both ways, right? They allow Patty Murray to use their headline or their logo, but you can't, but she's not allowed to do it. So she's saying that, this isn't fair. And the Seattle Times, of course, has said that's not true. Then they've defended themselves, but what would you expect?
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Patty Murray was one that helped push this idea. We're going to take taxpayer dollars and send it to local newspapers to keep local newspapers going. Because it's important to have local news. Yeah, it is important to have local news. But why should taxpayer dollars support local newspapers? And how likely would a newspaper covering stories be to bite the hand that feeds it? I mean, look at NPR. You think NPR is ever going to do a negative story on the government? Of course not. So you start giving money to newspapers so they don't continue to fold. And try to keep them around longer. And once you start to throw some cash towards them, Murray was helped push this thing. I think it died. I don't think it went anywhere, but Mike could come back again. But of course, local newspapers, yes, help us. Help us. We're sinking. And I do, obviously they're needed. They're necessary. As somebody who has just recently published, I hate to brag.
As an author.
In the local. Yes. Supporting the Tribune. Supporting it to the point that I took the newspaper, opened it up on the ice cream cabinet where they were selling, ice cream cones, and made to see if I was in there, and then folded it up and put it back in the pile. Didn't pay the whatever it was to.
So you didn't buy the newspaper that published your editorial or your letter.
No. Because I don't want to show bias by me exchanging money for the paper. It would seem like it would just get it's messy. It's messy. It's messy. So you just you open it up, look for your name, spell it right. You fold it back up again like you weren't looking at it, and you slide it back in the pile.
Okay. All right. Well, you did your part. You submitted something. It got published. And so therefore you are contributing.
Thank you. We'll see. I hope she wins for a couple of reasons. One, I don't think anybody should be serving for 30 years. Plus, I would like to start to break the stranglehold. And I'm very nervous that if they take the Senate, the Dems take the Senate, and they bust through the filibuster, man, that would be a big, big problem. I mean, big. But, you know, the one part of it is that, you know, be careful. You break that filibuster, you really cause a huge problem, because then it can come back and get you later on. They decided they would do that when it came to judges and appointment of judges, not Supreme Court judges, but district judges, any judge that's going to be appointed. You don't need a supermajority of 60. You could just pass on a small majority. 51 votes could get you judges. And that has not worked out well for the Democrats. And Trump put a whole bunch through. So be careful if you want to get rid of the filibuster. But I know Patty and the rest in there would like to get rid of it because they've got this big, big plan they'd like to get in place. And they can't do it because people like Joe Manchin is stopping them from having their plan come forward. It's nice to see that Chris Cuomo has gotten a job again. Of course, he was the disgraced individual that helped his brother, was involved in a whole bunch of shenanigans, and then he got fired from CNN. And then he got picked up by News Nation. Man, you've been in this business for a long time. Would you have hired Chris Cuomo?
Well, News Nation, I don't know anybody that, are you watching it? Is anybody watching it? I guess if you could get him for a bargain, right? For a song. Sure, he's a name, and that's probably what they needed. But I don't think anybody else would touch it. I mean, after all, it's News Nation. Are you watching?
I watch more of like when you're pumping gas into your car and that whenever Melendez, whatever her name is, pops up with some sort of thing about like, here's six ways to get more green vegetables into your diet.
Uh-huh.
What's her name? Maria Menounos or something?
Yes.
What's her name?
Uh-huh. Yeah. She was on Entertainment Tonight. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. She always wears like kind of a cute, you know, tank top or t-shirt or something. And she always looks great. And then she's slicing up peppers.
Yeah.
Oh, you're filling your car with gas. Yeah, I watch more of that than I do Chris Cuomo. Yeah, you do learn something. So yeah. Chris is back, and he is on News Nation.
Now, look, I'd like to just dive right into the issues that are being ignored at home and abroad, and we will. But obviously, this isn't a normal show start, given how I got here. So a word about that first. Shakespeare wrote in The Tempest.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. You don't.
Oh, boy. Somebody,
he has learned
Googling.
Nothing. Right there, if you think this guy has learned anything, turn off the TV.
Oh, no.
He's learned
that
nothing.
The past is prologue.
The past is prologue.
Meaning that all that has happened before led to this moment. And so it is with me being here with you tonight. Ooh. I believe that.
Oh, good.
I've learned lessons, good and bad, in the past many months. I've relied on my family, my friends, my therapist. And thankfully, it's been the case that what doesn't kill us does make us stronger. I've been humbled by what happened, and I'm also hungry to do better in a way that I've never been before.
Oh, he's better than he's ever been before. So he's got goals
hungry.
For his new show. He's
hungry to do better.
The hope
hungry
is to get viewers like you more involved and empowered. That's why I'm at News Nation. It's new. No groupthink established here. No audience that has been conditioned to favor one team or ideology. After all, News Nation refers to you, America. You are the News Nation, and we will keep the focus on your interests.
What does that mean? Get you involved. I'm sitting there, you know, breaking wind into my Herculean couch, watching Chris Cuomo. How am I involved in that?
Well, for instance, they gave the example that Hurricane Ian, they're not going to focus on the destruction and all of the things that happened. They're going to focus on things like insurance claims and are people getting what they need and what they deserve.
Oh.
That's how they're, you know, working with the people.
Okay.
That's why I'm going to rely not on reading tweets to measure your feedback. I want to go old school here. You see the number that's going to pop up on your screen? I'll read it. 1-844-968-7720.
Get Jacob, Jacob,
yeah.
Call or Andrew, call this.
Your screen, I'll read it. 1-844-9.
He says four a couple of times. He doesn't have any problems with it, John. Maybe we should just take Chris Cuomo saying
four.
We'll just, we'll fire that when you're struggling.
Okay, here's the whole number. Hold on.
I'll read it. 1-844-968-7720. Let's go old school. Call in. You got something you want to say to me? Something you like, something you don't like? make a phone call, and I'll take calls whenever I can. It'll be a time for us to discuss our society as adults in the room, not some raging radicals or somebody with keyboard muscles.
Okay. Oh. All right. So they're going to take their first call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Let's find out. Let's go old school. Okay.
Yeah.
Caller number one. Who is this? Let's find out.
The good news is we're going to keep doing phone calls. A lot of you called tonight. I love it. Keep it coming. The bad news is none of you come before my mother. When my mother called into the show tonight, she was getting on air. I'll tell you that right now. Mom, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Now, don't tell anybody I paid you to call me and to be nice. But did I look good on the show? That's all that matters.
Okay, you do look very well.
What did you think of the show? Did you hear Dan Rather?
Yes, yes.
Dan Rather?
And what?
Talk about old school.
It really is, more than you can tell, Chris. And you being on the show, you're just making everybody feel good. And they really believe what you say. So that's what I'm happy about, that you're going to relieve people about a lot of things that they can't figure out themselves. And this is good. It's very good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if Mom he's got, on. If he's, you'd think with Chris Cuomo, given that his brother.
I want to get on that show. I want to get on there and do an accent and, and just go crazy.
Wouldn't it have been a wise idea, given that his past is a, you know, being the prelude that it is to everything?
Past is prologue. You
know, prologue to whatever. That maybe leave your family out of everything right now, Chris, especially the first show, no matter who they are, your brother,
hey,
your
mom. Sherry, let me say right now that I've got a call coming in now. It's my brother, former governor, great guy. Saved all those lives. He's on the phone. There's nothing but all of his brothers and his wife coming on the phone. Reminds me. I used to work for QVC and call, at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hi, Mary. And what did you get?
I got the, I've never had a dehydrator before, but I thought this was going to be good because I could,
what do you think you're going to, do you have a lot of different recipes that you think you might be?
I do. I'm going to be making lots of, I do a thing with, cakes and bread and.
You think it's going to help your storage around?
Oh, that's going to be really great. Okay. Well, thanks, Mary. Can I get it in a different color? Like, okay, Mary, you know what? I'll let you handle that. But somebody else, let's go to the line. Gene, hi, Gene. How are you doing?
And then be like, no sound at all. Like, okay, let's go to someone, anybody else out there. Oh my God.
I mean, he's resulting to calls. Do you know how quickly the call screeners.
Oh, that's going away.
It's going to go away in a week. The first time somebody says, first time you call, first of all. I mean, and. You know, that part I can't wait for is when they get the prank calls.
Chris, I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan for a long time, and you're terrific at what you do, and I feel more involved. I mean, you know, just some stupid stuff get on there. I used to do this nighttime show on the Jack had the show, and let's see. Yeah, it was like 7 or I don't know how many years ago, 10 years ago, and there was no producer. And so we would just say to poor Sean, let's just take some calls. And we would just punch people up just randomly right on the air. And sometimes it was pretty good. Other times this guy had figured out, like I would be telling some crazy story about some guy somewhere in Michigan or whatever that, you know, all of a sudden had a bear come into his house. And rather than the bear eating him, he became friends with the bear and the bear lives with the guy. And like, you know, now he takes the bear around. This Sean would say, there's a guy on line three that says his brother had the exact same experience. And I was like, what? The guy was always able to have some story that was exactly like a story. So it was like, oh, well, let's get somebody to experience it. This guy had like a million voices and he would get on the air, Sherry, and he would be telling some great story, very similar. So it tied in beautifully. And then he would say something utterly disgusting right near the end and then hang up on us. And he beat us every single time. And I'm like, cause I'm like, wait, let me get this straight. So you actually made an airplane out of empty beer cans?
That's right. I was a structural engineer for more than 30 years. I worked at Boeing and I've been doing this and I'm going to plan on flying it to Friday Harbor.
I'm like, wow, that is amazing, Eric.
Yes, it is. And I'm like, what? And I start to go, wait a minute. This is that guy.
And then he would just, he'd slide this disgusting thing in and then hang up. I mean, but I gave him credit because he burned us every single time.
We can only hope that happens to Chris Cuomo like 10 times in a row. And then he'll get angry, right? He'll do that Chris Cuomo thing. He's like, you know, I'm trying to do this for you guys, okay? I can't do this anymore if you don't let me. You know, it'll be all about how he's serving the people.
It just took, we thought we'd go old school. We thought we'd let you call in and be part of it. But you know what? It only takes a few people to ruin it for everybody else. So, you know, we're not going to be able to do it anymore. Won't be able to do it. Okay, we thought we'd be able to, but apparently it just goes to show you a few people ruin it for everybody else.
It's too bad. Right, Mom?
It's really too bad.
Yeah.
Did you get the number, by the way? Let's call in.
Yeah, when is he on the air? Is he on late at night? Or
probably on
today?
Right now.
Oh.
Jacob, call. Call.
I'm trying to figure out what time he's on.
All right, call. Just call anyway. How's it going, Jacob? A lot of people writing in.
Yeah.
I think we need the letters to encourage people. The song?
The song is always, I mean, I don't know that it does that much, but it's always fun to listen to.
Okay. It was just to get people to write to us because it encourages people by, well, just listen to the words.
Mom, change the station.
Send us a letter.
Sorry, send us a letter.
Send it.
Sucks. Not a joke.
Poor kids.
Not a joke.
Write it in a letter and be the letter of the day.
Sherry, you want an Arnold Palmer?
She was offering you a Arnold Palmer.
For rats.
Oh, yeah, right. No, I mean, I'm...
Can we just try singing the song?
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of you.
Just look around, man.
Send us a letter.
Hey, check out my
meat block.
Yay! Graham died alone.
Excellent! Poor kids.
Wow. I'm afraid to interrupt, you know, I don't know when it's over.
Oh, it's still going.
Just look around, man.
I'm firing those in there.
Oh.
The original.
Oh.
Andrew did the original. Yeah.
Okay.
I put an extra stinky one in there for you, Sherry, and then, Graham died alone. That was all Andrew's for. All right. So now, right there, that should inspire people to send in letters. Thank you, Andrew. Well done. Yesterday, a protester goes out onto the field. Bobby Wagner playing for the Rams now. Decides, well, he's had enough. Stupid move on this guy's part, because you're going to run by over near the Rams bench, and they're all standing there, and, you know, they got some time on their hands.
And here comes a stoppage in play because someone has run on the field with a smoke bomb that is pink, and he's running up the sideline. Now a couple of Rams come over there and make the tackle. Head first into the player who has taken the field, and he's in a cloud of pink smoke, so you can't see him. And now on him are a couple of security guards.
Kevin, I think this is becoming a thing. We got the pink smoke coming again. This is one of those gender reveals. Somebody at home's having a girl now.
Well, I thought maybe that the last one we saw was for some animal rights or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just think, hey, you think about the way to reveal that you're having a girl.
Okay.
I'm going to run out on the field at the 49er game and get arrested just so
I... Okay, this guy thinking the gender reveal thing is...
Yeah.
He's really driving that joke right into the ground.
I can let my honey at home know we're having a girl.
That guy is headed to the slammer. And it will not be a good night.
I wonder if you can sue...
I thought that too, because if he was injured, this protest, by the way, is about, it's a group called Direct Action Everywhere. It's an animal rights group. And a couple of guys got arrested for stealing a piglet, two piglets, from a farm. And this protest that night was about getting those two guys, I guess, off of their criminal charges or whatever they were, you know, whatever they were in trouble for. But yeah, I mean, if they tackled him, and broke something or hurt him, I wonder.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, you are trespassing. But even trespassing, it's really interesting. If somebody's trespassing on your property and there's a hole on your, like a ditch of some sort, and they fall and break their ankle on your property, even though they're trespassing, I still think you're liable. It was an interesting twist. I think that I'm sure we got a lawyer listening that enjoyed that song that Andrew just played. But I think that is the case that even if you're climbing over the fence to go in to break into onto somebody's property, I think you're still responsible for their safety
injuries.
Somehow. But yeah, injuries. But Bobby Wagner, he didn't explain. He says, looked like the security guards were having a hard time, so I decided to take him out. I mean, the guy at least has that to brag about, that he got tackled by Bobby Wagner. Right.
And he didn't look hurt. I mean, he looked okay. They didn't have to carry him off in a stretcher or anything. And I'm sure he, you know, maybe he took some care in tackling him. I'd like to believe that maybe he'd no. Okay. No chance.
I mean, you don't have a helmet on. I mean, he really could have done some serious damage on that guy. Right. The little guy running around. When the Philadelphia Eagles lost the Super Bowl a number of years ago, a long time ago, when we were in high school, we went down and broke into Veterans Stadium to score the 3 points that the Eagles needed to win, because that's how it works. You know, when it's 11 o'clock at night and you break into a stadium, the NFL still recognizes points 4 hours after the game. Went down there, Schmitty, with Doyle, Jim Farley, Ed Bradley. We were all in there running around. Yeah. And then the security guards were all the way down at the other end, and we were running plays, the three touchdowns that they needed. And then the guy said, "I'm letting this dog go." And that dog ran from one end zone. That thing was moving. Big German Shepherd flying up towards us. And now I look around. The old rule is you only have to be faster than the slowest guy, right? Which would be Doy Doy, because he was so big and fat. But you don't think about that. It's sort of every man for himself, jumping up over the wall. And then the dog was trying to figure out how to get over and then chase us through there. Man, I did not want to get bitten by that dog.
Was there alcohol involved in this exercise by any chance?
Let's see. We were seniors in high school. We thought it would be a good idea to break into Veterans Stadium with a football and throw it around in there to score the three additional touchdowns that the Eagles needed to win the Super Bowl. No, there was no alcohol.
No alcohol. Okay. Just a wild guess.
So then went to Mindy's Bar and Go-Go in Camden, New Jersey, where I had one too many. And then I asked the stripper to go to the prom with me, and she said yes. And then I had to get out of that.
Okay, how about just never just see her again? How about just don't go back? Did you give her, give her information?
No, but I felt bad because she seemed really excited. Like, she goes, I'll go to that with you. And I was okay. And then later on, I'm like, and then she's going to be sitting at home, and what's she going to wear?
Oh, yeah,
and
poor stripper. Was she, was she a little more involved after you tipped her? Like, then she seemed very engaged. It's like, oh, yes, I'd love that. I have never been to a prom.
I was handing out McDonald's gift cards because there was no Starbucks back then.
Okay. So you disappointed her twice.
Seriously, when I was in the car going home, I'm like, I think she really liked me. She would have been fun at the prom. She's probably going to feel bad. That's a crazy night.
This is not the first time that you've told a story where you really, I think, misattributed a stripper's behavior as actually liking you.
I think that happens a lot to the male population.
Somehow they manipulate. Jacob, I don't know how they're able to do it, but they get your head all twisted. You're just telling them what's going on. Like, what's real? What's not?
What could the draw be there? I can't imagine.
Still thinking about it. Here we go. All right. Here come all those letters. The mailman's rolling in the door. Yeah, it's here. I'm the mailman.
mailman. As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the mailman.
Look at all his letters.
If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to your door.
Teeny tiny. Teeny's in an evening dress. Sure. Why is Teeny wearing an evening dress, Jacob?
You know, it looks like she also got the mustache wax, so I think it's just all part of her new look.
For the Teeny. Hello. All right, we'll get to letter. Hey, Teeny, we'll get to letter of the day first. Take care of all the rest. Here we go.
Sherry's co-stars, area code 425, David Allen Greer. He was Emerson Winchester. Yeah. Greer. He was Emerson Winchester III on MASH.
Okay, there you go. Seattle Children's Hospital 253. A can of Dinty Moore stew makes excellent fake vomit. Thank you. Thank you.
425 says, why is this happening? Because when our kid is sick, waiting 2 to 3 weeks to see my kid's primary doctor, which is how long it takes to get an appointment these days, doesn't work, especially when my kid is dealing with chronic illness.
Oh, boy, yeah. Tour of the home inspector says, interesting look back. I'm 37. I remember getting sick so rarely. I also faked the flu. Also, I remember the common sense fact that sick people are densely congregated in hospitals. It's a dangerous environment to visit, especially for the old. Whatever happened to that logic.
Herschel Walker, 253, says Herschel played at Georgia.
Oh, he did? Oh, that's right. Okay. Who's that thing? Oh, Archie Manning I was thinking of. Archie Manning? I can't remember who it was. Walker walking back a statement worked for Bill. Bill Clinton.
IRS 206 says, so are the new IRS agents going after Warren Buffett or Al Sharpton or Willie Nelson and not me, who makes $89,000? Sounds fishy to me.
Uh-huh, 425. Hey, John, I've got one for you. I got a tax bill for $275,000 last year when I sold my house. We sent the correct paperwork in. They knocked that down to $43,000. Guess what? I send my paperwork again, the correct paperwork again, and it zeroed it out. How many people would have paid the $43,000 because your tax bill was no longer $275,000? They're a bunch of thieves is what they are.
Chris Cuomo, 253. Cuomo stole John's line. Diving into the news.
Did he say that? By the way, we will be calling. Did you get the number? Would you please, Jacob? That's
going
to be your other thing.
He broadcast. Right. It looks at 8 p.m., so we've got a couple hours.
Okay, Chris Cuomo, even damaged goods like Cuomo would help save News Nation.
206 says, never heard of News Nation.
Okay. Dehydrated cakes. My favorite.
360. I look forward to Chris Cuomo mispronouncing Cleellum on his show.
That'd be great. 206. Regarding Cuomo, Curly needs to call in his Tom Brokaw, especially since Dan Rath. Oh,
that's
my
great
God.
Idea.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yes. Yes.
And now it is time for the letter of the day.
I have been a huge fan of yours for the longest time.
You got to do it.
All right. We will. Okay. Letter of the day.
Farmer Brown in the 253 says, after that conversation about the IRS auditors, I think we all finally know the true reason for John's life-size horse statue.
It is a
forgot
deduction.
About that.
Yep. Fire's remorse. All righty. Let's repeat ourselves. All right? Word
That's
for word.
Idea.
Get out the transcript, Jacob. We're going to study it.
Okay.
All right. We got more.